各位菩萨阿弥陀佛。今天的因缘很殊胜，很特殊哈。今天正好是我讲地藏法门的第三次，今天正好讲到地藏经。那今天也正好是礼拜我们每个月第三个礼拜，所以下午我们要共修地藏经。那大家可能也知道，我们最近买的隔壁，我们是五六嘛，好，五四、五二、五零，那三栋我们都有了。所以呢，我们最近要起建我们这三栋，所以我们要从今天开始，我们要起建一个49天的地藏经的共修。所以今天下午算是地藏经共修的第一天开始，会一直到9月8号，我们有37那个地藏法会，所以那时候是圆满。所以今天呢，我们就大家可以随喜去写牌位啊，然后可以，那当然这个活动也是大家有正好有发心来协助我们来起建。这个道
Good morning. Today is a very special day in the sense that first, today is the third day I have been talking about this particular Astol Sutra, Astol Bodhisattva Sutra, andToday is also the day that we are beginning to have our 49 days of practicing this particular Astol Bodhisattva practice to initiate this great construction.It's on the way because we have bought another building which will make us own three buildings. This 54-90, we already have it here. And we bought a 52-90 not long ago. And then now we already also acquired the 54-90. So in other words, we own 52-90, 54-90, and
56-90.
No, 90-90. Oh, 90 the other way around. Okay. So to help us raising funds and to build this bigger temple, we started this 49 days of continuously practicing this particular Astol Bodhisattva's method. So it's very auspicious today. And this afternoon happened to be also our monthly, we have this monthly practice of this particular Astol Bodhisattva's method, and this happened to be the day as well.
Okay, 好，这样清楚了哈，所以呢，大家可以去写牌位，好，那这个是随喜功德，就一直可以到49天。
So I encourage all of you to participate, however small or big you could provide, and just put your name in the reception hall and join us for the ceremony this afternoon.
好，那我们再回想，我们上次讲大地藏菩萨有大愿法门，基本上有三部经哦。上次我们讲过一部叫《旃茶善恶业报经》，那我们也讲过《十轮经》，那今天我们要讲《地藏经》。
Now in the previous two times, we talked first about we mentioned about the three very important sutras that follow this particular practice method. The first one being the sutra called Investigating the Wholesome and Unwholesome Karmic Retribution Sutra.Which we talk about the first time. And the second time we talk about the sutra is called the Great Great Collection of Astol Ten-Wheeled Sutra. Now, today, we're going to talk about the third sutra, which is the Astol Bodhisattva Original Vow Sutra.
那大家一定觉得很奇怪，地藏法门有三部经，为什么平常的时候我们大部分的人诵持都是地藏经？
Well, you may be very curious or wondering why there are three very important sutras, tie in with this particular practice method, but most of us are familiar is this one particular sutra, which is Earth Stole Bodhisattva Original Vow Sutra. Why?
好，那这个部我们可以分成两个层面来解释它。第一个层面，我们从地藏菩萨的层面来解释，因为这部经里面讲的地藏菩萨在因地的时候发的愿，发非常大的愿，这是一个地藏菩萨的愿。第二个不是第问第二个部分谈到地藏菩萨的行，行哈大行的部分。第三个部分谈到地藏菩萨发的所谓的本誓力，他的誓愿，他的誓愿造就众生，只要修持他的法门，有怎么样的成就？所以地藏菩萨有三个，从三个层次，一个地藏菩萨的愿、地藏菩萨的行，跟地藏菩萨的誓愿力。
The reason is because this particular sutra touched three very important areas of this particular practice method. First one is the Earth Soul Bodhisattva's great vow.The second to be his great practice. And the third one is his blessing in the sense that if you follow my practice method, then this is what you're going to get. So combination of these three, that's why many people for some, following this particular sutra more earnestly than the other two.
好，这是一个层次，我们从地藏菩萨的层次来说。第二个层次，我们从众生的层次来看的时候，这个地藏法门呢，第一个让我们怎么样学习一个大菩萨在因地的时候不断不断的发愿，学习菩萨的发愿力。第二个是告诉我们怎么去修行，他的方法，修行的方法。第三个是当我们在六道轮回当中受到各种苦难，不只是人道，我们有可能会下三途道、畜生道、恶鬼道的时候，当我们有这样的应该说业报的时候，我们怎么样让自己能够出离免难。
What I mentioned first is from the perspective of this particular Bodhisattva's point of view. And the second one is from the perspective of sentient beings. From the perspective of sentient beings, if one follows this particular method, you will learn how to also make great vows like this Bodhisattva, Earth Stole. And the second one is also you, as a sentient beings, a Buddhist practitioner, you also will learn how to, the method,That's stipulated in the sutra very clearly. How do you follow and what's the outcome would be if you follow the method? And the third one is, has to do with, tie with this karmic obstructions that we all experience throughout our lives. And we will face calamities, we'll face difficulties. And when that happens, what do you do? This is going to be mentioned in this particular sutra as well. So from the perspective of sentient beings,This is very useful sutra, therefore people follow that.
请问我刚刚讲的这样的，对你有没有点诱因要来学一些地藏经啊？有没有？有吗？有的请举手，我看看。哦，应该有。哦，好，请换。
Now let me ask you, I've said right now here, am I enticing all of you to actually follow this method? Raise your hand if you do.
Okay, 谢谢。好。
Thank you.
Okay, 所以这样的话。我们回来讲说这部经我们平常的时候称为地藏菩萨本愿经嘛，哈，可是呢在这个经的有一品里面谈到说这个经就地藏就有菩萨就请问世尊说这部经怎么称给他的名字，世尊给他三个名字，一个名字叫做地藏本愿经，一个叫地藏本行经，就是本恨经，一个是地藏本誓力经。
Now we talk about the name of the sutra. Actually, Shakyamuni Buddha, when he expounded the sutra, he gave three different titles. The first one is Earth Stole Original Vow Sutra. Second name is the Earth Stole Original Practice Sutra. And the third one is the Earth Stole Original Power of His Vows Sutra.
好，所以大家可以知道，这个三个经名，其实上这三个经名在整个地藏经里面就从这个三个层次就谈到地藏菩萨在因地发的大愿，在因地的时候怎么样大力不断不断的累生累劫的一直怎么样就大力去救拔一切的罪苦众生，另外是众生怎么样因为透过地藏菩萨发的愿我们能够免难。
From the name of these three you would know from the very beginning when the Earth Stole Bodhisattva himself is practicing this particular method, he followed these three areas, very important, which is the vow, the practice, and the power of the vows, which he had given the sentient beings. This is what he's going to do to them. This is what he's going to do to help them alleviating their sufferings. And as well as when the sentient beings follow this method, they will also gain benefits from these three areas as well.
但是我们平常都谈他的愿嘛，哈，地藏菩萨的愿，实际上他的行跟势力其实非常非常大。
Well, normally we talk about more so to his vows, but you also have to know that his practice and the power of his vows are also very important to understand to follow.
好，那我要问大家一个问题，地藏菩萨有几岁了？
Let me ask you a question. How old do you think Earth's Bodhisattva is now?
几岁？他到底几岁了？你们知道他到底几岁了吗？不知道。他成佛了没有？哎，有人点头哦，有人摇头。地藏菩萨成佛了没有？你们的认知呢？
Has he attained the Buddhahood yet?
你们认为他成佛了，请举手。
Raise your hand if you think he's already attained Buddhahood.
好，请放下。还没成佛的请举手。
Raise your hand if you don't think he hasn't attained Buddhahood.
为什么会有这样不同的认知？为什么会认为他成佛了？菩萨可以回应一下吗？
Share with us why do you think one way or the other.
地狱不空誓不成佛，所以地狱已经空了，对吗？啊，所以他成佛了是吗？那我们问啊，我们就问好，问这个问题好的。地藏菩萨什么时候会成佛？
Now, because he made a vow that until the hell is empty, he won't attain Buddhahood, so we know that he's not a Buddha yet, right? Because he made that vow. Then the next question will be, then when will he attain Buddhahood?
你们看，我们今天特别把地藏菩萨供在这里，有没有看到？我们大家合掌跟地藏菩萨问讯吧。哦，好。哎，我刚刚这个动作其实很有意义的，你知道吗？合掌，我们叫瞻，就是看。看着菩萨跟礼顶礼菩萨，这个就有很大的功德了，等一下我们就会讲了。
Now we put this Earth Bodhisattva's statue
中间，好，中间看到吗？
Right、
这个地藏菩萨在这里看到了吗？
Center,
黑黑的，好，
right?
这里这
一只。 Please join your palms and make a bow to it. Now that mere bow is actually gained a great merit because it's mentioned in the sutra byJust observing the statue, observing, pay respect to the statue of Earth Bodhisattva and make sincere respect, bow, you already gain a lot of merits for that.
所以其实上，我刚刚为什么问大家说地藏菩萨成佛了没有？其实上我们在猜臆测说地藏菩萨成佛了没有？其实上在经文里面谈到说。世尊说：“我将在那个弥勒菩萨成佛以前，就是弥勒菩萨成佛以来的众生，最苦众生，付诸于汝。”你听过这句话吗？就是从我现在开始成佛之后的下一尊佛是谁？弥勒佛嘛，对吗？到弥勒佛成佛之前的这一切最苦众生，让他们都能够脱离众生众苦，然后早成佛道，把这个责任交托给地藏菩萨，所以。弥勒佛还没成佛嘛，对吗？所以还有六道最苦众生，对吗？所以应该是还没成佛吧？这样答案 OK 吗
？In the sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha actually said to Earth Bodhisattva, "Until the next Buddha come, in between, after I enter Nirvana and before the next Buddha comes."To this Saha world, I want you to take care of all the sentient beings who are suffering in all kinds of calamities. Therefore, from that statement of Bodhisattva, we know that Earth Bodhisattva has not attained Buddhahood.
Okay, 好，所以我们现在把这个观理清。那当初释迦牟尼佛到倒立天宫为母亲说法的时候，那时候有非常非常多的十方的诸佛菩萨。龙天龙神天龙鬼神大鬼王等等等等到倒立天宫那所参与 释迦牟尼佛在刀立天为母说法的这个法会上，那个数目多到释迦牟尼佛让文殊菩萨说：“你算算看有多少人？”文殊菩萨已经也就是，其实他是成佛嘛，可是他是现菩萨身。他说：“我千劫测度都没有办法知道多少人数。”然后世尊说：“连我都没有办法算，这个数目是无量无边的数目。这数为什么会有这么多？”世尊讲说：“这些人不管是天道、人道、菩萨或是鬼神等等，就是地藏菩萨从久远来已度、当度、已度、当度，还有未度的，已成就、未成就、当成就的众生，包括未来要成就的众生，有这么多，这些数目是这么多，连文殊菩萨、世尊都没有办法测度，他有多少的人数
？”Now, I'm going to actually read you part of the sutra already translated into English because Fa Shi just said it in the more local Chinese. So at one time, the Buddha was, this is in the chapter one, the name is Spiritual Penetrations in the Palace of the Trayastrimsha Heaven. At one time, the Buddha was in the Trayastrimsha Heaven, speaking Dharma for his mother. At that time, uncountably, many Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas from infinite worlds in the 10 directions assembled to praise how Shakyamuni Buddha is able to manifest powerfully great wisdom and spiritual penetrations in the evil world of the 5 Tibetities. They lauded how he regulates and subdues obstinate beings so they learn what causes suffering and what brings bliss. Each sent his attendants to pay their respects to the world honor one. All those groups of gods, dragons, ghosts, and spirits came and gathered together. Moreover, sea spirits, river spirits, stream spirits, tree spirits, mountain spirits, earth spirits, brook and marsh spirits, sprout and seedling spirits, day, night, and space spirits, heaven spirits, food and drink spirits, grass and wood spirits, and other such spirits from the Saha and other worlds came and gathered together. In addition, all the great ghost kings from the Saha and other worlds came and gathered together. All that time, Shakyamuni Buddha said to the Dharma prince, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Manjushri, as you regard these Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, gods, dragons, ghosts, and spirits from this land and other lands who are now gathered in the Trayastrimsha heaven, do you know their number? Manjushri said to the Buddha, World Honor One, even if I were to measure and reckon with my spiritual powers for 1,000 eons, I would not be able to know their number. The Buddha told Manjushri, regarding them with my Buddha eye, I also cannot count them all. Those beings have been taken across, are being taken across, will be taken across, have been brought to accomplishment, are being brought to accomplishment, or will be brought to accomplishment by Earth Store Bodhisattva throughout many eons.
好，这样英文就很完整了哈，就是这实际上是经文的一部分。他说这个只是当下你看到的，可是呢，地藏菩萨在还没就是在实地果位之前的时候，他从因地开始发愿的时候，就不断开始度众生，包括他在辟支佛地的时候。包括他在实地果位之前的时候，声闻地的时候，他度的众生就无量无边。就是那个数目呢，他只要用地藏经里面讲说，他说把整个3000大千世界的所有的东西，包括一根草、一个石头、一个灰尘，都是化成一个世界的时候，那个世界的所有的沙尘等等等等，化成劫一劫一劫，每一劫度的众生有无量无边，你就可以知道那个数目是非常非常的多。
So also, starting from the very beginning when Erstal Bodhisattva practiced this method, he has already delivered numerous sentient beings. And how many? The sutra says here. The Buddha said to Manjushri, by way of analogy, suppose that each blade of grass, tree, forest, rice plant, hemp stalk, bamboo, reed mountain, rock, and mote of dust in a 3,000 great 1,000 world system were a Ganges river. Then suppose that each grain of sand in each of those Ganges rivers were a world that, and that each mote of dust in each of those worlds were an eon. Then suppose each mote of dust accumulated in each of those eons were itself an eon. So that's how many that Earth Store Bodhisattva has delivered.
请问我们是不是曾经是里面的一个？是吗？
May I ask, are we, were we also one of them in the past?
是吗？是的，是，对。那就要我就要往下问了，为什么会有这么多众生需要地藏菩萨救度？
Now the question is, why that there are so many sentient beings needed his help, need his, you know, liberation?
因为哈，那时候那个这个世尊就跟地藏菩萨讲，他说这个一切众生啊，一切众生啊，还没有解脱的这个众生呢，性是无定，他的性真的是不稳定，而且呢，或他常常在造业造祸，造业造祸，而且呢，轮转五道，而且是暂无休息，就是不断的在五道中轮回。
Now, why? It is because there's so many sentient beings continuously in the cyclical terms, coming, going in the Saha worlds, continuously creating karma, suffering, and then create more suffering, and create more karma. That is why there are so many of them.
所以这就是我们的问题了，我们众生就是这个性是不定，常常在造业造业造业，所以我就想说，其实我们知道，就像今生有因缘，我们听闻佛法，就要赶快让自己要增上往上走。地藏菩萨其实蛮辛苦的，不认为吗？他说众生不度尽，不称菩提，那我们自己都不度自己的话，还要替人家来度你，要很久很久的，所以我想说，我们自己大家就有因缘听闻到佛法，就好好的争取听闻佛法的因缘，要好好的修行。
So I truly encourage all of you, when you have the opportunity to listen to the Dharma, to have this great opportunity to actually practice what you learned, please do it right away and don't wait, because if you depend on somebody else to come and deliver you, that's going to take a very, very long time.
好，接着我们现在往下讲，我们怎么样在修行地藏法门？
Now, following is how we're going to practice this method.
首先呢，我们来看看地藏菩萨在因地的时候发的愿。那个愿其实我们就是可以学习的。在地藏经里面讲说，地藏菩萨在有世尊佛的时候，世尊如来的时候，曾经发下不同的愿。好，那我们来看第一尊佛就是叫狮子奋训具足万恨如来。There
are four different time periods that Earth Store Bodhisattva was born in, and during the four different Buddhas appeared in that time. And the first one is the Buddha called Lion Sprint, complete in the 10,000 practices, thus come one.
那时的时候，地藏菩萨他是一个大长者，所谓大长者就是有福德的人，大长者的儿子。那个时候他看到那尊佛非常的庄严，他就问佛说， 为什么你的相好，你的相这么庄严美好，他都到底为了什么事？你为什么可以这么相好？佛就跟他讲说，因为啊，我，他说你假如说你要像我这么相好的话，你应该要久远度脱罪苦众生，你要发一个长远心，长苦来度脱这些受苦的众生。Okay,
during that first Bodhisattva, I'm gonna read the sutra that translated. It's very complete. Manjushri, indescribable many eons ago, during the time of a Buddha named Lion Spring Complete in the 10,000 practices, thus come one Earth Store Bodhisattva, Mahasattva was the son of a great elder. That elder's son, upon observing the Buddha's hallmarks and fine features and how the thousand blessings adorned him, asked that Buddha, what practices and vows made him so magnificent? Lion Spring Complete in the 10,000 practices, thus come one then said to the elder son, if you wish to have a body like mine, you must first spend a long time liberating beings who are undergoing suffering. Manjushri, that comment caused the elder son to make a vow, from now until the end of future time, throughout uncountable eons, I will use expensive expedient means to help beings in the six paths who are suffering for their offenses. Only when they have all been liberated will I myself become a Buddha.
好，这个地方我就他英文先念了嘛，我用中文再解释。所以这个大长者子就发愿说，在佛前就发愿说，从今天以后我要发愿度脱一切六道受苦的众生，直到众生都解脱，我才成佛。
So yeah, so continuously the sutra says, from the time he made that great vow in the presence of the Buddha until now, hundreds of thousands of Nayutas of the inexpressibly many eons had passed, and still he is a Bodhisattva. So he is not going to become a Buddha until all the beings being emptied in the hell.
好，这是他第一次发愿的时候。可是你想，那个发愿到现在还在做吧，对吗？六道众生还在轮回嘛，好，这是一个。第二个是在觉华定自在王如来的时候。
The second one is during the time of the Buddha. The Buddha's name is called Enlightenment Flower Samadhi Self-Mastery King Thus Come One.
那个时候他是一个所谓的婆罗门的女儿哈。那这个他的这个妈妈呢，妈妈是她就是信邪，就是她轻她诋毁三宝，轻忽三宝，而且呢信邪轻三宝，不信因果，所以她往生轮回的时候一定会升到恶趣。所以这个婆罗门女呢，她就思念妈妈之后，她就供养这个觉华定自在王，然后就跟她讲说，其实我希望知道我的母亲到底到什么地方去了，可能堕到恶道去了。就觉华定自在王就让他有因缘看到那个母亲的堕落情形之后，他就做大供养，做大布施，供养佛的誓愿啊，然后修福修大福报，这样的因缘，然后呢才让母亲能够度脱而能够升天。所以他这样的话，这个婆罗门女就发愿说，愿我在未来际的时候，若有罪苦众生，要广设方便，使令解脱，让他们能够解脱。
Okay, the story goes like this. The second time, Erstwa Bodhisattva at that time was a Brahmin woman. And the sutra says, another time inconceivable Asamkaya eons ago, there was a Buddha named Enlightenment Flower Samadhi Self-Mastery King, Thus Come One. That Buddha's lifespan was 400 billion Asamkaya eons. And during that time, this particular Brahmin woman, his mother passed away, and she was really sad and wanted to know where her mother actually ended up. Now the thing is that her mother at the time was bracing a deviant faith and often slighted the triple jewel. Therefore, she knew that the mother wouldn't end up in a better, very, very good place. So she was really sad and did not know really how to help her mother, because she didn't have the power to see where the mother actually ended up to. So she was sincerely was praying toward this particular Buddha and asked this Buddha's help, because she believes if you were a Buddha, you would know. So therefore, she completely has this full faith that the Buddha would tell her. So sure enough, the Buddha, while she was really praying, really sincerely, all of a sudden, a voice in the air say, oh, weeping woman, do not be so sorrowly. I shall now show you where your mother has gone. So in other words, with that sincere praying that the Buddha actually showed in front of her and told her that don't worry, that I will tell you where your mother actually went. And the Brahmin woman, eventually, because of her sincere practice and praying, that her mother was actually delivered from hell and ended up in heaven. So this whole story told and gave her this really strong faith, and she at that point, after realized that her mother was ended up in a better place, so she made a sincere vow, and she vowed that she will continuously delivering sentient beings in hell and will not become Buddha until that completely finished.
他这个愿哈，我们看来就是他就是个孝顺嘛哈，母亲孝顺的愿。那他这个愿发了这么大，不只是母亲升天哦，当时在地狱道的一切众生都因为他的因缘，让这些众生呢一起能够免受难。
Now the thing is, it's not just her mother was delivered through her sincere praying and practice. At that time, the whole entire the suffering beings were also delivered because of her.
所以你知道那个愿的力量是不可思议的。好，第三尊佛在什么时候叫做一切智成就佛的时候？
The third Buddha is called that the third Buddha that this Austral Bodhisattva was born into during the time of the Buddha called All Knowledge Accomplished Thus Come One.
那个时候有两个国王，两个国王，他是两个邻国的国王。一个国王呢发愿呢，他希望哦我早成佛来度众生。另外一个国王发愿说我要先度众生再成佛。所以发愿要先成佛的这个国王就是所谓的一切智成就如来，但是先发愿要先度众生的这个国王就是后来的地藏菩萨。
Now during that time, I'm going to read what the sutra wrote. Before he became a monk, he was the king of a small country. He, meaning Arstal Bodhisattva, at that time.He was the king of a small country and was friendly with the king of a neighboring country. Both of them practiced the 10 wholesome acts and benefited beings. Because the citizens of those two neighboring countries did many bad things, the two kings made a plan using far-reaching expedients. One king vowed to quickly become a Buddha and then cross over absolutely all the others. The other king vowed, I do not.Want to become a Buddha until I first take across all those who are suffering for their offenses, enable them to gain peace, and finally to reach Bodhi. And this king was the Arstal Bodhisattva.
好，第四次在第四尊佛是什么时候呢？就叫亲近莲华目如来的时候，在那时候他的相法时候。
The fourth time that This Arstal Bodhisattva made this great vow was during the Buddha time. The Buddha's name is Pure Lotus Eyes Thus Come One.
那时候她是一个女众，她的名字叫光目女。那因为她的妈妈生前就是毁谤三宝，然后也不信佛法，所以她往生的时候就堕入恶道当中。然后呢，她就是求佛菩萨。之后呢，就有一个罗汉叫福度罗汉，他就跟他讲说，你的母亲已经堕到恶鬼道了，所以他那这个光目女就在佛前求，然后也供养、忏悔、发愿，他就发愿什么？发愿说，在过以后的百千万劫当中呢，所有的世界、所有地狱、一切恶道罪苦众生，我愿意要救拔他们，令他们离开地狱、恶鬼、畜生的等等这样的苦难。等他们都成佛道的时候，我才要成佛成等正觉。这是第四次的，我才发了大愿。
So during this time, Arstal Bodhisattva at the time was a woman called Bright Eyes. Her mother again was someone who really did not believe and not practice, and also often slandered three jewels.And did not believe Buddhism and did not practice, like I said earlier. So after the mother passed away, Bright Eyes wanted to know where her mother ended up to. So she happened to meet this Arha, and she asked the Arha to help her to find out where her mother was. So the Arha helped her. She then went to actually the hell the mother was there, and then she saw all these really gruesome scenes in hell. And then the story was that because of her genuine praying and practice, with that merit, she was able to deliver her mother, and then the mother then became this, this child of the slave. So because of that, she witnessed this power of practice, and she was really touched by this whole transformation of her mother. So she made a great sincere vow, like she vows that she will also, through lifetime after lifetime, she will deliver all sentient beings in all realms that suffered, and until all those suffering beings emptied from hells, she will not become a Buddha.
所以因为他发这么大的愿，所以他的妈妈就轮回成人道之后，十三岁，他就希望他十三岁之后不要再受这六道轮回了，就是这样的发了一个这样的愿，所以他能够永离恶鬼道之后，他就发了这样的愿。所以有看到说，这四次世尊佛的时候，他在不同的佛的时候发了不同的愿。这四个愿当中，我们看到在那个狮子奋迅如来的时候，他发的这个愿是为了众生。 但是到了觉华定自在王如来的时候，这个婆罗门女的时候，是为了母亲，这是孝道。第三尊佛在一切智成就佛的时候，是为了众生，因为他是国王嘛，众生。第四尊佛是清净莲华目如来的时候，也是为了母亲。所以大概有两次是为了众生发大愿，有两次是为了度母亲发大愿。所以为什么我们常常认为地藏经是孝经，它的就是这样的由来。So
through these four times, two of them, also Bodhisattva made this great vow for all sentient beings. And the other two, he made this great vows for his mother at the time. So because of that, this sutra has been being named as the Sutra of Aphelia.
Yep. Okay. 好，所以我们认为它是孝经。好。 所以第一个方法就是发愿，所以地藏修地藏法门第一个方法就是发愿，发愿哈，菩萨们说法师为什么要发愿？我们都相信自己会成佛，对吗？我常常喜欢问菩萨这句话，你认为你会成佛吗？都还不敢确定。哎呀，我们都佛教徒都不敢确定能够成佛，谁能够成佛？佛是谁去做的？你看看我们刚刚讲那么多。 地藏菩萨在因地发这么四个大愿的时候，他还没有成佛，不是吗？不是这故事告诉他，他都还没有成佛，他就后来可是可以成佛，不是吗？而且释迦牟尼佛给他受记呀，对吗？说你叫帮我度到弥勒菩萨成佛之前的一切众生都度尽的时候就可以成佛，所以每个人都可以成佛啊。我的 point out， 我的重点是说，我们在因地的时候就要开始发愿了，因地的时候发愿的时候，你就开始成就你自己的佛国净土了。
First thing when we practice this particular method is you have to make sincere vows. Now, I want to ask all of you a question. Do you believe you will become a Buddha one day?
要说 yes, sure.
The answer is a big yes, obviously. Now, the thing is, when we practice making vows, that following our vows, that we already start to building up this Buddha land of ours in the future. So you have to really have this important concept in mind when you practice.
好，所以我现在要就是请大家一起合掌。现在我们大家就在佛前，你自己发一个愿吧，发一个你成佛的愿，或者发一个你度众生的愿，都好。
I want everyone now to join your palms, sincerely make a great vow, be it to deliver all sentient beings, or be it to quickly become a Buddha.
Wow, 今天是一个非常特殊的时刻哦，这些都是未来的佛，你们就已经发了愿喽。好，这是地藏法门的第一个法门，就是发愿。好，其实我们开始练习了。
Very auspicious moment. All of you already made a vow. Just right now. One day you will be a Buddha.
好，接着我们来看平常的时候 平常的时候我们怎么样来修地藏法门？它的方法有很多，包括说我们听到地藏菩萨的名字，这个名字，这个听听他的名号也是一个。再来就是我们刚刚像我们刚刚说，我们看到地藏菩萨的时候，我们去看瞻，就是看，还有顶礼地藏菩萨礼，或是呢赞叹说啊，地藏菩萨真的很大的愿力，我们赞叹也可以。还有持他的名号，我们持地藏菩萨、地藏菩萨的名号也是方法。还有呢，诵经，诵地藏菩萨本愿经。还有呢，我们塑形，塑地藏菩萨的像，比如说我们来画地藏菩萨的像，或是人家要印像的时候，我来随喜功德，或是我们造地藏菩萨的像。另外是供养地藏菩萨，另外是忏悔，地藏菩萨忏悔，或是抄经，抄地藏菩萨经。这些方法都是平常所可以用的。
Now, let's talk about specific methods. There are several kinds. For example, hearing the Arista Bodhisattva's Buddha's name, that's one thing. The other is pay respect or praise him or uphold or recite his name, do prostration to him, recite this particular sutra,or sculpt make sculptures of him, or paint his pictures, or make offerings to him, or do repentance through his practice. These are all different kinds of methods of this particular, using this particular Arista Bodhisattva Sutra.
请问我刚刚提了这么多方法，你有没有开始在做？有没有做了？任何一个方法有吗？有吗？刚才我们不是至少就已经合掌顶礼了吗？有吗？有了，是。好，为什么我提到这么多方法？在经典上有几个例子，我随意提几个例子，大家听听看。他说在在有一经上有一段讲说，他说这个佛就告一尊菩萨讲说，未来世只要是善男子善女人呢，听到地藏菩萨的名号，你只要合掌，比如说法师在讲地藏菩萨名号时，你合掌。或是赞叹，或是顶礼，或是用一个 admire 念慕的像的心，这样的人就超越三十劫的生死大罪。你看，多么不可思议啊
！Now let's name a few that quotes in the sutra tell you that that says specifically the merits when you practice this particular different kinds of ways of this particular practice method.First one is listed in chapter 6. The name of the chapter 6 is The Thus Come One's Praises. In that, it says, the Buddha told the Bodhisattva universally expansive. If in the future, good men or good women who upon hearing Arista Bodhisattva, Mahasattva's name, place their palms together, praise him, bow to him, or gaze in worship, they will overcome 30 eons.Worth of offenses.
是不是很简单？对吗？
Isn't that very simple method? Just join your palms and pray.
是啊。
Very simple.
是，非常简单。好，好，再举一个例子。他说，善男子、善女人，假如说他能够彩画地藏菩萨的形象，或是用土、石头、胶、漆，或是金、银、铜、铁来做地藏菩萨的像，然后一沾一离的。白返生于33天天道，永不堕恶道。
The other thing in the sutra also mentioned, quoted about when you paint and, you know, make the sculptures, here the sutra said, universally expansive, if good men or good women gaze upon and bow but wants to paint it or draw images of the Bodhisattva,or images made using clay, stone, liquor, gold, silver, copper, and iron, they will be reborn 100 times in the heaven of the 33 and will eternally avoid falling into the evil paths.
好，我想这边有很多女菩萨是女众嘛，哈，你们会觉得你当女众很不方便，还是觉得女众很好？
Few of you here are women.Do you feel like it's being a woman kind of are not very convenient or not as ideal? Do you have that kind of thought?
微笑代表什么？ 代表点头。OK， 好。其实这样的地藏菩萨的方法法门也有哦。地藏菩萨经里面讲说，只要有女人她厌弃这个女人身，她能够尽心的供养地藏菩萨的形象，或是用土石浇漆等等这样的像，日日不退。用什么？用比如说用香、用花、用食物、用衣服，还有很多的装饰，比如说幡啊、床啊，好等等这些东西来供养地藏菩萨的时候，他说这一生，我们从这一报身往生之后呢，百千万劫就生在没有女人的世界啊，多好，这是一个佛国世界。
Well, for those of you who are not really happy to be being a woman, then the sutra offer you this. There may be women who dislike having female bodies. Suppose they wholeheartedly make offerings to images of earth store bodhisattva that are paintings or are made using clay, stone, liquor, copper, iron, or other materials. If they continually make such offerings day after day without fail, using flowers, incense, food, drink, clothing, colored silks, banners, money, jewels, and other items as offerings, when those good women finish their current female retributions, then throughout hundreds of thousands of eons, they will never again be born in worlds where there are women, much less be one, unless it be through the strength of their compassionate vows to liberate beings.
不可思议吧，是吗？对。
Incredible, right?
对。可是这里面讲说，他要厌弃女人身，只要有菩萨发愿说，哎呀，我要生生世世都女人身，也是可以。你只要是发这样的愿来的时候，他说这样的时候，只要你发愿，但是你也修地藏法门的时候，你来生会相好庄严。
Well, this is for those who dislike having female body. But if you, on the other hand, don't mind it and want to make a vow, come life after lifetime to be a woman and come to the world that to deliver other sentient beings, then in that case, practicing this particular method, you will come with someone who is really with very fine feature and with good hallmarks.
好，我们刚刚谈到女众，好，那好，另外讲说，善男子善女人，假如平常的时候你用什么用，比如说我们用各种方法来赞叹佛，用各种伎乐，就是我们用各种的法器，或是说我们唱诵赞叹地藏菩萨唱诵的方法，用香化来供养，这个时候呢，这些人在现在世跟未来世的时候，百千生中都有鬼神，就是日月都有鬼神来保护他，不论不让那个恶事让他听到那个恶事情。所以你只是纵使你修地藏法门，这样的话也有这样的好的方法。
Well, another thing mentioned this the merits of practices method. Moreover, universally expensive. There may be good men or good women who are able to play music, sing or chant praises, and make offerings of incense and flowers before images of the Bodhisattva, or who are able to exhort one or more others to do otherwise. Now and in the future, such people will be surrounded day and night by hundreds of thousands of ghosts and spirits who will even prevent bad news from reaching their ears, much less allow them to be personally involved in any accidents.
好，刚才那些方法都是让我们去塑像嘛，哈，然后呢，做礼呀、赞叹。另外一个方法就是让我们怎么样呢？让我们能够念地藏菩萨的名号。念地藏菩萨名号怎么念法？就是一七日到三七日，一七就是七天嘛，哈，到三七日，念菩萨的名号，可以念到什么？念到一万遍以上。然后这样的话，让你在千万生中都能够生在尊贵之家，不堕三恶道。
The other method besides, you know, pray respect, make pictures, sculptures of the Buddha.The other method you could use is by simply reciting this Earth Store Bodhisattva's names. And by reciting the names 1,000 times, 1,000 days, and if you do that, then you will be protected by all the spirits and no bad things will happen to you.
他刚刚讲的是千遍到千日，那是更殊胜的，齁，好。再来有一个方法是什么？他听过所谓的六斋日跟十斋日吗？听过十斋日吗？哈，十斋日就是每一个月，我们讲的是农历月的初一、初八、十四、十五、 18, 23, 24, 28, 30, 这十在日的时候，这些日呢，我们一般讲说是我们阎浮提的众生呢，举止动念无不是罪，无不是业。所以这个时候呢，尤其在这几天的时候，我们能够诵地藏经的时候，让我们在百诸游巡内没有任何的灾难。
The other part, in the sutra mentioned that during the lunar calendar, 10 particular, they call vegetarian days, during those days, what you need to do. And in the sutra, I want to read to you, it said very clearly. Moreover, universally expensive, on the 1st, 8th, 14th, 15th, 18th, 23rd, 24th, 28th, 29th, and 30th days of the lunar month, the offenses of beings are tabulated and their gravity assessed. Every single movement or stirring of thought on the part of beings of Jambavipa creates karma and offenses. How much more is that the case when they blatantly indulge in killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, false speech, and hundreds of thousands of other kinds of overt offenses? If they are able to recite the sutra once on those 10 vegetarian days before the images of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, or worthy one and sages, then there will be no disasters for within a radius of 100 yojanas.
所以综合我们讲的这样，平常的时候你就有很多方法可以修行地藏法门，对吗？比如说我们刚刚回到说，你听地藏菩萨的名号，或是瞻礼地藏菩萨，然后呢赞叹，持地藏菩萨的名号，诵经、塑像、供养、抄经、忏悔等等，这都平常的时候可以做的。
So to sum it up, we have said you could either hearing this Bodhisattva's name, that's one method, praise, pay respect, praise him, recite his names, you can recite the sutra, make paintings of his image, make sculptures using different kind of materials, make offerings and do repentance, and then also recite the sutra in these 10 vegetarian days. All these methods will help you gain all the merits that we just mentioned and quoted in the sutra.
另外在地藏经里面有一品叫做称佛名号品，这个时候呢，你只要称一个佛的名号，它的功德都非常殊胜。我想大家只要诵过地藏经一定知道，而且我好像特别在地藏经共修的时候特别开示到这一品。任何时候你要称佛的名号都有很大的功德。
In the chapter, ninth chapter, that chapter it talks about it just to recite the names of the Buddha. And that I want to give you specific, recite the Buddha name. It's called the names of Buddhas. That's the chapter. It says very clearly just by merely, you know,recite the names will gain a lot of merits for you.
好，所以这是平常时候我们可以用的。往下我要谈几个特殊状况的时候，我们怎么样修地藏法。比如说有家里有生产孩子的时候啦，家里有病人生病的时候啦，家里有人往生的时候啦，临命中的时候，甚至往生之后，我们来谈地藏经。往下我要谈这几个部分。
Following, I will tell you different kind of situations that we face in throughout our lives.How do you deal with that situation by using this particular practice method? Be it that you have a newborn just about to come, or somebody is really ill, or somebody is just passed away, and somebody is about to pass away. All the situation that you are facing throughout your lifetimes, and the situations are good situations for you to practice this particular method.
第一个是当家里有生产新生儿的时候，好，这个时候呢，地藏经里面讲说，当有新产这个新生儿，不管是男孩、小男孩或是小女孩的时候，在七天当中，我们能够读这个地藏菩萨本愿经的时候，或是你可以诵念地藏菩萨的名号，甚至到万遍的时候，这个新生孩子，他纵使他有业报、他有树报，什么殃殃树报的时候，都能够解脱，而且他很容易养。安乐易养，而且寿命增长。假如说 就是因为这样的证，他可以让他以前来功德，带来这个功德的时候，让这个孩子呢，会在因为你诵地藏经，让他在这生当中能够更安乐，而能够更长寿。
First situation is, for a newborn, and the sutras reads here. Moreover, universally expensive. In the future, in Jambavipa, when the wives of Kshatriyas, Brahmins, elders, Upasakas, and those of other names and clans are about to give birth to sons or daughters, the family members should recite this inconceivable sutra and recite the Bodhisattva's name a full 10,000 times during the 7 days before the birth of their children. If those infants, whether male or female, were destined to undergo a terrible retribution for things done in past lives, they will be liberated from those retributions. They will be peaceful, happy, easily raised, and will have long lives. If those children were due to receive blessings, then their peace and happiness will increase as well their lifespans.
好，我想这个大家可以容易做得到吗？我想，尤其当父母亲的，一定要都希望孩子能够安乐颐养，好，所以这是一个很好的法门。
So we all want our newborn to be really easily to take care of, really easily to raise, and will be healthy, happy, and you know, so this is the method you want to use if you want that.
可是要注意的是，当我们有新生儿的时候，我们常常在为了新生儿请客的时候，千万千万不能杀生，这个杀生的业报也会回归到孩子身上，就是因为新生儿这个事项，我们造就出来的相关的事情的时候，这个业报会回归到孩子身上，所以千万千万不能杀生。
One thing I want to warn all of you, there is a tradition that when someone has a newborn, they celebrate, they put out a banquet, and you please do not kill lives to celebrate this newborn, because the killing, the karma that you created by killing all these beings, it will be added to this newborn. So please be careful. Don't kill lives to celebrate the newborn.
所以我们传统说，在中国传统的时候，生儿子都会有什么鸡腿啊，还有蛋啊，对吗？哦，对，要小心啊。我觉得这样的当然是这样，可是那个这个那个叫无知，那是无知造作的那个业。可是那个业，那个新生儿就必须得担负这样的业报。
So it's a tradition in China that when you have a child, the child is a boy, then you will put out eggs or you give the chicken drums to celebrate. So please be careful, because by killing the chicken and eating the eggs, you actually create karmic obstructions to this newborn.
好，这是一个状况。第二个讲说，假如你常常容易忘记，记忆不好，记忆力不好的时候，地藏菩萨怎么来帮助我们？
Second situation is, when your memories are really bad, how do you improve your memory? Here is how the Aristotle Bodhisattva will tell you.
你有没有这样困难？
Do you have that trouble remembering?
有，大家都点头，也是对大圣经哦，我们常常容易忘记嘛，哈、哦，好。好，地藏经你们怎么说？他说，善男子、善女人，假如说你对大圣经呢，常常听了又忘，听了又忘，听了又忘的时候怎么办呢？这主要是因为我们有树业，就是以前的业报哈。这个时候你要怎么样呢？他说你要就是听地藏菩萨的名，然后见地藏菩萨的相，然后要跟地藏菩萨呈告说我就是业报，我没有办法常常记得，然后要有花，用花香衣服一切东西来供养佛菩萨，而且在佛前供一杯水，这杯水虔诚的供一杯水，一天一夜后呢，在菩萨殿前喝下去。他说这样子，用这种虔诚心去供养，然后喝，然后要忌五辛酒肉，好，五辛哈、哦，酒肉不能这样子哈、哦，而且呢，邪淫妄语都不能做。他说还有不能杀生，一七日到三七日之后，你就在做梦中就会发现佛菩萨来跟你加持，这样的话你就会变得聪明，不会忘记。
Now here's what the sutra said. Moreover.Contemplator of the world, sounds Bodhisattva, good men and women in the future may have high regard for the great vehicle sutras and make the inconceivable resolve to read them and to recite them from memory. They may then encounter a bright master who instructs them so that they may become familiar with the text, but as soon as they learn them, they forget them. They may try for months or years and yet still be unable to read or recite them from memory because those good men and good women have karmic obstructions from past lives that have not yet been resolved. They are unable to read and memorize sutras of the great vehicle. Upon hearing Urdhva Bodhisattva's name or seeing his image, such people should, with deep respect and honesty, state their situation to the Bodhisattva. In addition, they should use incense, flowers, clothing, food and drink, and other material objects they enjoy to make offerings to the Bodhisattva. They should place a bowl of pure water before the Bodhisattva for one day and one night. Afterwards, placing their palms together, they should state their request and then, while facing south, prepare to drink the water. As the water is about to enter their mouths, they should be particularly sincere and solemn. After drinking the water, they should abstain from the five pungent plants, wine, meat, improper sexual activity, false speech, and all killing and harming for 1 to 3 weeks. In dreams, those good men and good women may then see a star Bodhisattva manifesting a boundless body and anointing the crowns of their heads with water. When they awaken, they may be endowed with keen intelligence upon hearing the sutra, but one time they will eternally remember it and never forget or lose a single sentence or verse.
哇，这个法门很不错吧？是吗？是哈，好。接着我们来讲一下生病的时候怎么样来修地藏法门。
Now following, we're going to talk about when you are sick, how do you practice this particular method?
我们看很多的病人哈，他用一个名词叫久处床枕，就是在病榻上病了很久，而且病了很久，好也好不了，也往生不了。你们看过这样的病人吗？有吗？
Have you seen somebody who's, you know, sick for a long time, just can't get cured, can't get, you know, over it? It's just getting sick and sick all the time.
好也好不了，死也死不了，求生不得，求死不得。这个时候，或是说你做噩梦，梦到什么？梦到你的往生的家属，或是说你做梦到了一个非常危险的地方，或做了非常多的噩梦，或是说甚至于鬼魅来找你，像做这么多噩梦的时候，其实这个都是因为我们的业障，我们过去的业障。这个时候呢，他说告诉你怎么办，你可以在佛前高声读地藏经，读一部地藏经，或是说你可以帮病人做什么事，比如这个病人已经生病很久了，你可以拿那个病人他最喜欢的东西，买些东西呢，比如说衣服啊，这是他的东西，他喜欢的东西啊，或是说是金银财宝等等等等。他说我在佛菩萨金像前呢，把这些东西呢，我要舍这些东西，然后来供养佛菩萨，或是来造佛菩萨的形象，或是塑形象，或是造塔寺，或是供灯，或是施三宝等等，这样子来在佛菩萨面前讲这样的话，这样的时候这个病人就会好。
The sutra said here, moreover, universally expensive, in the future, men or women may be bedridden for years in spite of their wishes, be unable either to get well or to die. At night, they may dream of evil ghosts, or of family and relatives, or of wandering or dangerous paths. In numerous nightmares, they may room with ghosts and spirits. As days, months, and years go by, such people may weaken and waste away, cry out in pain in their sleep, and become progressively depressed and melancholy. Those things happen when the force of karma has not yet been determined, which makes it difficult for them to die and impossible for them to be cured. The ordinary eyes of men and women cannot recognize such things. In that situation, some people should recite the sutra out loud once before images of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. They should also offer possessions which those sick people cherish, such as clothing, jewels, garden, or houses. They should speak distinctly to the sick people, saying, Now before this sutra or these images, you are offering these items on behalf of these sick people. They may offer sutras or images or commission images of Buddhas or Bodhisattvas or build stupas or monasteries or light oil lamps or give to the eternally dwelling. They should tell the sick people three times about the offerings that are being made, informing them so they both hear and understand what is being done. If their consciousness are already scattered and their breathing has stopped, then for 1, 2, 3, 4, or on through 7 days, others should continue to inform them clearly and to read the sutra out loud. When those people... Okay, that's it. Sorry.
Okay. 好。所以你看，可是为什么我们常会做噩梦？哈，会梦到很多的鬼魅啊，梦到什么？其实这都是什么？他经典讲，都是我们一生、十生、百生、千生、过去生的父母亲、过去生的兄弟姐妹，或是我们夫妻眷属，或是在因为他们轮回在恶道当中没有办法出离，所以透过这样的因缘，让我们知道。所以这个时候你就应该要，他就是没有办法能够度脱的时候，所以这个时候我们就要透过诵经。透过供养布施的功德回向给他，才有办法让他能够脱离恶道苦。
So in the sutra imply that through our suffering, it's an indication of our relatives in the past that it's still suffering in the different, you know, hell realms, and they are sending messages through our illnesses to tell us that they are not happy. So at that moment, we should really pick up this method and practice diligently so we can not only help ourselves be rid of the illnesses, also help actually our relatives who are suffering in other realms.
所以假如说你诵经呢，可以诵3遍到7遍，大声的诵，然后功德回向就好了。好。
So recite the sutra loudly 3 times or 7 times, and then you will gain great merits.
好，这个就是我们讲生病的时候，所以会透过这个方法。接着往下，我们讲临命终的时候怎么办
？Now we just mentioned that someone who's being bedridden and very sick. Now following, we're going to talk about when someone is about to die. What do you do?
地藏经文讲说，他说那个六道众生啊，临命终的时候，听到一句地藏菩萨的名号的时候，一入耳根，就让他永不堕三恶道苦。
In the sutra, it mentioned when someone is about to die, when this person hear the name of this bodhisattva or the sutra, then that great Mary will not let them enter into hell.
哇，这个方法很好，对吗？假如说你像你助念的时候，除了送佛号，其实送一句地藏菩萨的佛号，就让他永不离三恶道苦。哎，你看多好！这个功德来自于地藏菩萨累生累世发的大愿。好。
So isn't that such a great merits and great benefits for all of us just by merely hearing this Bodhisattva's name, someone.Could avoid the 3 evil paths, and that is really a great merit.
好，除了这个方法之外，佛经里面讲说，临命终的时候呢，你家里的家里眷属呢，要帮他做什么？要帮他设供养布施，然后这个布施呢，其实可以帮助他往生善道，这个做供养布施。另外一个帮他设什么？翻盖，就是在佛的时候有翻盖。好，另外是燃油灯。或是转读佛经，或是供养佛像，甚至于念佛菩萨的名号，甚至于不只是佛菩萨名号，辟支佛名号也可以。然后这个名字一个名号呢，历代就是听到这个临终人的耳根的时候，或是他清楚的时候，入到他的本世的时候，这样他都能够所做的，他都不会造到，不会入恶业道中，而且呢，都能够所有的罪业都能够消灭消除。
So basically, the sutra mentioned when someone is about to die, and if you recite this sutra next to him, and so he's still hearing it, even though he's probably is losing his consciousness gradually, but he could still hear in it. You just recite the sutra, And then by hearing that, he will be able to avoid going to these three evil paths and will be reborn in a better state. So it's great benefit for the relatives to do such things. In other words, recite this Urdhva Bodhisattva Sutras in front of the person who is dying.
好，另外一段经文讲说，他说在这些假如说家里有临命中的人的时候，这些眷属要帮他设所做大供养，就大不像前面讲佛经讲说地藏菩萨在因地的时候为了母亲设大供养，然后呢转读经，另外念菩萨的名号，他说令这个亡者他的神识不要到恶道当中，而且这些鬼神啊都会退掉，鬼神都会退掉。他说这样子，甚至让这个临命中的人呢，他能够除五无间的恶业报，无间恶报，五个无间恶报，很我们知道那是最大的，杀父杀母杀阿罗汉破和合身出佛身血，这五无间的罪，这是非常重的罪。所以你只要念佛号诵佛经做大供养布施，就有这样的功德。
Another method to do with someone who is to help someone who is dying is mentioned in the chapter 8 of the sutra. The name is Praises of King Yama and His Followers. It says here, Word Honor One, when men or women in Jambavipa are on the verge of death, their consciousnesses and spirits become confused and dark. They are unable to discriminate between good and evil, and their eyes and ears are unable to see or hear. That is why relatives of those deceased should make generous offerings, recite the sacred sutras, and recite the names of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Such good conditions can cause the deceased to leave the evil paths, and all the demons, ghosts, and spirits will withdraw and disperse. World Honored One, if at the time of death beings of any kind have an opportunity to hear the name of one Buddha or Bodhisattva, or to hear a sentence or gatha of a Mahayana sutra, I observe that such beings can quickly be free from the pull of their accumulated minor bad deeds that would otherwise send them to the bad path. The exception to that is crimes involving killing that warrant fivefold relentless retribution.
Okay, 那在圣这边有一品讲说称佛名号品，特别还讲说，他说我们生者哦，就是我们活的人帮这个生病人，就是要生病人或是在临命中的时候的人称这个佛号的时候，除了这个临命中人他能够除无间之罪之外，我们生者当然自己也能够受利啊，这是存亡两利的事情。
The other part mentioned in the chapter 9, the names of the Buddha. So when you recite the Buddha's name, here is the benefit. When people are on the verge of dying, a group of their relatives or even just one of them should recite Buddha's names out loud for the people who are sick. By doing so, the karmic retributions of those people who are about to die will be dissolved. Even offenses deserving fivefold relentless retribution. Offenses warranting fivefold relentless retribution are so extremely heavy that those who commit them should not escape retribution for millions of eons. If, however, at the time of such offenders' deaths, someone recites the names of Buddhas on their behalf, then their offenses can gradually be dissolved.
所以平常菩萨你们参加法会共修的时候，就是念佛会的共修的时候，我们念佛会，我们自己共修的时候，自己念的时候，我们讲说口念耳听心清楚，这样念佛号入耳根之外，我们回向一切众生，对吧？我们回向给往生的一切众生，其实都有这样的功德。所以我要跟大家讲说，现在我的家老菩萨还在，我当都随时准备，有一天我不知道往生的时候，其实我准备好88佛，最多的佛名号准备着，到时候他要往生当下的时候，我一句佛号，每一尊佛号的佛名都有这么大的功德。所以这个佛名不是只有称地藏菩萨的名号，称任何一尊佛的名号都有这么大的功德。好，所以平常的时候我们就要自己开始练习准备，而且平常的时候称颂佛号的时候要专心的念。
So we have here also recitation Buddha names, recitation practice here regularly. And when we do that practice, we are educating our practitioners that when you recite Buddha's name, while you're reciting, you're hearing clearly what you are reciting, and also your mind is very clear what you're doing and all movements. So these are the three things you have to be really following. You cannot be distracted. You know, you have to be really concentrated and clear and hear what you recite. And also, Sutra said here, not just recite the Erstal Bodhisattva's name, any Buddha's name is very beneficial. And I myself, my mother is still alive. I'm actually well prepared to help her when that moment comes. I have chosen this particular recitation liturgy, include 88 great Buddha's names. And actually, just even one Buddha's is sufficient enough in terms of helping others.
所以刚刚前面我讲的谈的就是在临命终的时候，其实这个已经谈到能够明，就是病人也受力，我们自己生者我们念的也受力的。往下我们讲当往生了以后怎么办。
Now following we're going to talk about when we pass, what do we do? You know, we talk about helping people who are about to die, and now we talk about people already passed away.
好，这个部分我给他一个名词叫做冥阳两立，生亡两立。
This what I call is the benefit to the dead and the still alive.
好，在佛在这个佛经里面讲，他说，假使这个病人他的诸他的神识哈六识啊分散。而且他的气已经没了，一天两天三天四天到七天的时候，这个时候你要高声的给他读，高声的给他诵经，这样的话这个病人命中的时候，他有很多很多的重罪的时候，甚至有五无间罪的时候，因为听到你读经，他这样的时候他能够解脱，脱离这个六道，甚至脱离二道。
So here it says if someoneAlready passed away, one day, 2 days, 3 days, all the way through 7 days. During those 7 days, if you recite the sutra loud in front of him, and to this person, he could really help to reduce his offenses. And even to the point if he had committed any of these fivefold relentless retribution, it will be delivered.
甚至也你可以抄经，抄经也是一个方法，除了读经的抄经，另外是塑菩萨的形象，这三个方法都很好，这样的话可以让这个往生者纵使他神识已经分散了，七天之内这个功德还可以收得到，他能够永脱离这个罪报。
Also another way is not just reciting the sutra, if you copy the sutra, that's also very beneficial for this person.
好，另外讲说，假如说往生之后，七天之内，你帮他做各种的善事，包括供养啊、布施啊等等，做大供养的时候，让这个众生能够脱离，永离脱离恶趣，得能够升到人道跟天道。因为我们知道，往生49天内，需要我们能够帮助他，而且越靠近往生日期越近的时候，这样的功德，这样的他的受到了的力量更大。这时候让他能够至少不要堕落到三恶道去。能够脱到人道天道。另外是想说，所有一切功德，除了我们自己做的人有功德之外，往生者当然有功德，可是这个功德就是我们佛经里面讲说，做的造的人是七分之六，往生者有七分之一的功德。
Not just copying the sutra is very beneficial if you also for the livings to do offerings, to do good deeds, and those merits will be also transferred to this deceased one and will help this person to get a good rebirth. And to also, it's one thing very important, you know, during this 49 days, you know, the deceased one, the conscious start to fading out. It's very important, most important period is when the person was just passed And those are the close to that days are very, very important. He gains more benefits because his conscience is still more clear at the time. So when you quickly start doing these meritorial deeds, he will gain great benefits from it.
所以刚刚谈到说我们读经嘛，哈，读地藏经，读三遍到七遍。另外呢，我们可以抄经，另外呢可以塑菩萨形象。另外一个方法是什么？供斋，供斋，哈，供斋不只是供僧众斋，可以生供大众斋，哈。我跟大家举一个例子，这次不是大家才从香港回来吗？我们参加一个念佛禅期，好吗？我想有菩萨有去嘛，哈。念佛禅期呢，我们这个大厨啊，这个阿弥菩萨，他在大厨啊，长大厨。煮了那么多间菜，做完之后呢，他最后还用他的老菩萨的名字供斋。他老菩萨二月的时候往生，供斋，他就发一个大布行，大供供斋。供斋，佛经讲说，他说若能够为他的父母乃至于眷属命中之后设斋供养，而且自心勤恳、诚恳的供斋，这样的人存亡佛力，就是名扬两利。所以供斋也是一个很好的方法。
The other method is very useful is to offer vegetarian meals. For example, this not long ago we had a 7-day Buddha's name recitation retreat. The lead cook, her name is Amy. She really was really working very hard for these 7 days, she also offered vegetarian meals for her mother who just passed away not long ago. So these are the things, meritorial things, actions you should do to benefit your deceased relatives.
但是这个供养的时候要有一个东西要小心，就是供养的时候呢，这个供斋的这样的时候，一定要先供，供佛、供僧之后才可以吃，你不可以自己先吃，哦，这个是有步骤，要先供佛、供僧，才供大众。
There is a sequence when you make offerings. You first have to make offerings to the Buddha, and then you make offerings to the Sangha, and then you can start to. Then after that, you can then eat. There's a sequence. It's very important to follow.
好。所以我们谈到就是对了往生者，家里有人往生的时候，我们还可以透过这样的方法来帮助他。好，最后我们来谈谈，这我们谈到所谓的供养跟布施，我们来谈谈供养跟布施这个部分的观念。
Now let's talk about the concept of make offerings and to Sri Jews and do meritorial offerings.
在佛经里面讲说供养布施有大功德嘛，哈，那有这地藏菩萨就问世尊说，他说为什么这个供养的功德有的人一生受福 一辈子就一辈子，有的是十辈子，有的甚至是千生百生的受这个供养的这样的一个布施或者这样的一个福利福德，为什么会这样，为什么这么大的差别？
Now in the sutra it asked the Buddha, how come there are so different, there's a vast differences in terms of marriage when you offer one time, 100 times, and 10,000 times, and you know, why? How come there are so many different levels of marriage you gain?
好，佛经里面讲说，佛就跟地藏菩萨讲说，他说像那个大国王啊，像国王哈，国王不是就尊贵一国最尊贵的嘛哈，甚至像那个大臣啊、大长者啊、大刹利啊、大陀罗门。这些人他们本身在社会上地位比较高，这些人他们在做供养布施的时候，假如他用对尤其对这个贫穷人布施，或是说你有残障的人，比如说残聋喑哑这样残障，你在做布施供养的时候，你用一个慈悲心，用一个谦和的心去做供养做布施的时候，这样的功德比你布施百千恒河沙的佛的功德还大。
So the sutra, the Buddha said that it's very important that when you make offerings, you have this kind of humble mind, humble, and then with this smile, and you don't look down upon people because they're different status. You treat people equally, and when you make offerings, you smile, you offer them sincerely, and that you will gain great merits.
所以大家知道说那个布施供养，那个心态不一样哈，就是要用慈悲心，而且它有一个名字叫下心含笑，下面的下，下心含笑就是谦和心，用个谦和心，委圆软语的去供养，去布施，那样子你真的是用一个恭敬心去布施的时候，那个功德就很大。
So I want to read particularly the sutra said, the Buddha told Osho Bodhisattva in Jhamba Vipa, leaders of nations, prime ministers, high officials, great elders, great satriyas, great brahmins, and others may encounter those who are poor, hunchbacked, crippled, dumb, mute, deaf, retarded, blind, or handicapped in other ways. Those leaders and good people may wish to give to those people and may be able to do so with great compassion, a humble heart, and a smile. They may arrange to give generously, either personally with their own hands or by arranging for others to do so, using gentle words and sympathetic speech. The blessings and benefits that such leaders and good people will accrue will be comparable to the meritorious virtues derived from giving to as many Buddhas as there are grains of sand in 100 Ganges rivers.
那一般我们的布施什么东西？比如说饮食，好，比如说卧具，或是医药、衣服，这都可以。重点就是那个布施供养的心，用一份那样供养的心。
The key point is the mind, the mindset of the offering. You know, materials that you use varies, but very important whether you a mindset is from a very compassionate and sincere mind or not. That is the key point here when you make offerings.
好，最后几分钟我要谈一谈回向。平常的时候你们做不做回向？会吗？好，每天的所有的事，一切功都可以回向。
The last few minutes, I'm going to talk about transfer merits.
在地藏经里面也谈到回向。他说不管是你做任何的功德，就是刚刚我们讲说诵经嘛，或是持咒，或是你观佛菩萨的形象、抄经等等等等，这些功德回向的时候，第一个要回向法界众生，第一个一定要做大回向，回向法界众生。假如说你回向法界众生的时候，你是百千生都能够受功德、受福利。但是你假如是佛经特别提的，假如说你回向自家眷属，回向给我的孙子、给我的女儿，也是有功德啊，但是功德只有三生、三辈子受福报而已。所以我们要做大供养、大布施，先回向法界一切众生。那当然，你还可以再回向给自己几家眷属。
Here's what the sutra mentioned about transfer merits. Moreover, as though in the future, good men or good women may plant good roots in the Buddha Dharma by giving, making offerings, repairing stupas or monasteries, rebinding sutras or doing other good deeds, amounting to no more than a strand of hair, a mote of dust, a grain of sand, or a drop of water. Merely by transferring the merit from such deeds to the Dharma realm, those people's meritorious virtues will enable them to enjoy superior and wonderful bliss for hundreds of thousands of lives. If they dedicate the merit only to their immediate or extended families or to their own personal benefit, then the rewards received will be only three lives of happiness. By giving up one, a 10,000-fold reward is obtained.
所以刚我把地藏经讲的差不多了，我要问大家一个问题：地藏菩萨在哪里？他是在地狱里面吗？
Now I'm pretty much finished of this sutra. I want to ask you a question. Where is this Astor Buddha? In hell?
他在哪里？
Where is he?
无所不在，对吗？所以从我们现在开始到往生，包括家里有眷属往生，包括眷属已经往生了之后，七天之内、49天之内，是不是都可以用地藏法门？是吗
？He's everywhere, right? So I really encourage all of you from now until dying, until you know you face that moment of dying, or to people who are your loved ones or relatives or friends, you could start pick up this practice, right? You practice from now until the end of the day.
再问一个问题，家里有人过寿，可不可以念一张经啊？
What about celebrating a birthday? Can you practice? Can you recite the sutra?
可以吗？很确定吗？
Are you certain?
好，那我们今天就到这个地方。
Okay,
我们大家一起合掌，我们来念几声地藏菩萨的名号，好吗
？Please join your palm. We will recite a few times of this Earth Bodhisattva's name.
我们念十声，好，南无地
Ten times.
好，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨。好，来，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨。南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨，南无地藏菩萨摩诃萨。